Welcome to the latest issue of Accessibility Tidbits. This week highlights stories of courage, innovation, and advocacy. From children gaining independence with the M-Power car, to Nick Zucchino turning health challenges into a college football comeback, we see resilience in action. Explore virtual assistants designed for accessibility, historic firsts like the Deaf Fur Rondi Queen, personal journeys through chronic illness, and bold advocacy moments from Mardi Gras to policy wins, reminding us that every voice matters and every story inspires. Also in this issue, what do I say if people are listening? Lindsay Adams on art, disability, and advocacy. PCAAL to host Why Accessibility is Important to All of Us with Rebecca Tausick. Bellini Naidu Engelbrecht creates bold braille fashion that blends style and accessibility for blind and low vision wearers. Leaving no one behind in humanitarian action. What If I Had Legs I'd Kick You tells us about mothering and thankless sacrifice. Dive in for these stories and more. Happy reading. M-Power Car gives children with disabilities the freedom to roam home. A simple idea that once looked like a toy is now changing how young children with disabilities experience independence. The M-Power car, developed by Kids Included and Engineering Partners, is a small, customizable mobility vehicle for ages 2 to 6 that lets kids move around their homes on their own, boosting both confidence and early brain development. Adaptive kayaking in the Palm Beaches. John Prince Park in Lake Worth Villa is a wheelchair-accessible gem for outdoor lovers. Surrounding Lake Osborne on its western and northern shores, the 726-acre park offers campgrounds, ball fields, tennis courts, a dog park, and a boat launch. It's perfect for a day out with family or friends, or even an extended camping stay. The park features accessible parking and a wheelchair-accessible obstacle course. There are plenty of paved roads ideal for cycling for all abilities, and you can ride single file along scenic trails through the park. For adaptive sports enthusiasts, Shifting Gears United, a nonprofit supporting wounded veterans, first responders, and the physically challenged community, trains weekly at John Prince Park. They also host monthly hand cycling clinics at the on-site Therapeutic Recreation Center, TRC, providing opportunities for all abilities to stay active and enjoy the outdoors. Whether you are planning a weekend escape, an extended Florida getaway, or simply looking for an accessible outdoor space to recharge, John Prince Park deserves a place on your itinerary. Vacationers seeking meaningful, barrier-conscious experiences should add it to their must-visit list when exploring the Lake Worth area. A Legacy of Justice Reimagined: How Mark Raymond Jr. is Fighting for Disability Access. A diving accident changed Mark Raymond Jr.'s life and sparked a mission. After a spinal cord injury left him paralyzed from the chest down, Raymond founded Split Second Foundation, the first Black-owned adaptive fitness gym in Louisiana. Built around physical, mental, social, and financial health, the New Orleans-based space is redefining what inclusive fitness looks like and proving that community-centered care can transform lives far beyond the gym floor. From ulcerative colitis to college football, Nick Zucchino's comeback and the birth of Karna Nutrition. Nick Zucchino was living every young athlete's dream until severe ulcerative colitis nearly took everything from him just weeks after committing to University of Connecticut. What followed was a brutal stretch of hospitalizations, failed treatments, and life-altering surgeries. But Nick refused to let illness write his ending. After rebuilding his strength from scratch, he earned a second shot on the field at Purdue University in Lake West Lafayette, Indiana. And today, he's turned his hard-won lessons into a mission to help others navigate gut health, resilience, and life beyond diagnosis. Ava, your accessibility virtual assistant. Meet Ava, an AI-powered accessibility assistant helping hospitality businesses turn inclusion into action. Built by South African innovator Taryn Tomlinson, it runs via WhatsApp to guide real-time building audits, delivering instant scores, risks, and practical upgrade tips. The result? Smarter planning, better guest experiences, and a clear path to more accessible and profitable spaces. Historic first. Deaf Fur Rondi Queen brings accessibility into focus. History meets inclusion at Fur Rondi and Anchorage, Alaska, where Clara Baldwin has become the first profoundly deaf queen. Her reign is already reshaping accessibility, from ASL interpreters at events to a broader push to ensure future contestants of all abilities feel welcome. Bridgerton actress finds it amazing that the show disregards her disability. Disability representation is stepping into the spotlight in Bridgerton, where rising actor Gracie McGonagall is making waves as Maid Hazel, without the show ever mentioning her limb difference. The 23-year-old says simply being visible on screen helps normalize disability, proving audiences can connect with characters first, not labels. For many viewers with limb differences, her casting is sending a mighty message: you belong here too. 20,000 comments later, VA backs down on controversial disability rule. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs scrapped a controversial disability rule after 48 hours. The rule would have cut benefits by only considering symptoms while on medication. Following 20,000 plus veteran comments, ratings returned to factoring overall disability, not just treated symptoms. Living with fibromyalgia and having surgery, a personal journey. Surgery is tough for anyone, but for those living with fibromyalgia, it's a whole new level. Chronic, widespread pain can make recovery slower and flare-ups more intense. Preparing your body, mind, and care team is key. Communicate your symptoms, manage pain carefully, pace yourself, and lean on support. With patience, planning, and self-compassion, you can get through surgery while protecting your body, mind, and spirit. PWDA marches at Mardi Gras to put queer disabled people in focus. This year, People with Disability Australia, PWDA, takes center stage at the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras with In Focus, Queer and Disabled. The campaign celebrates visibility, leadership, and the voices of LGBTQIA+ people with disability who face systemic barriers in healthcare, employment, and support. PWDA marches with joy and purpose, reminding Pride that queer disabled people are not just part of the community's story, they help lead it. Joyfully disabled, living with over 20 diagnoses. Diagnosed first as asthma as a baby, Sarah now lives with more than 20 conditions, yet she's still fundraising for a charity, screening films, and even ballroom dancing. In this episode of Major Pain Podcast, Sarah opens up about lesser-known conditions like EILO and lichen sclerosis, navigating neurodivergence, and the reality of managing complex health. Her message is simple and powerful. With the right support and self-compassion, a full, joyful life with chronic illness is absolutely possible. Looking for disability-friendly travel destinations? Arizona, the Grand Canyon state. Lansing, Michigan. Penticton, BC. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Visit Lauderdale, the Palm Beaches. More travel deals? Check out Able/Go. Want to know before you go? Check out Able Eyes,